I have sailed the midnight sea from Earth to Alpha Phi. Seen flame gems on Aldebaran, met rocks that were alive. But soon I came to realize as world to world I roamed, that nowhere in the galaxy could really be my home. So call the navigator, set the course and go. We've stars and planets to explore, my wild heart tells me so. Beneath the metal decking I can hear the engine sigh, and all I need is a mighty ship and a star to guide her by. The night's so long between the stars and lonely too for me. I wonder how I might have fared with home and family. But the bonds of friendship I have formed will last my lifetime through. Security is not for me, my dreams are all of you. So call the navigator, set the course and go. We've stars and planets to explore, my wild heart tells me so. Beneath the metal decking I can hear the engine sigh, and all I need is a mighty ship and a star to guide her by. I've seen a million beauties and I've known a million fears. And life is what I found between the laughter and the tears. Still I will sail the last frontier through worlds both tame and wild, and marvel at their strangeness with the wonder of a child. So call the navigator, set the course and go. We've stars and planets to explore, my wild heart tells me so. Beneath the metal decking I can hear the engine sigh, and all I need is a mighty ship and a star to guide her by. And all I need is a mighty ship and a star to guide her by. Yeah, all I need is a mighty ship and a star to guide her by.
We are the crew of a fighting lady, the queen of space is a ship of steel. Our captain's word is a call to battle, the klaxons ring when the threat is real. When the weapons are hissing thunder, the echoes through the ship we hear. See the glory, it's deadly wonder, but locked inside each heart is fear. We are the crew of a fighting lady, the queen of space is a ship of steel. Our captain's word is a call to battle, the klaxons ring when the threat is real. Each crewman knows their own position and never from the mark they stray. To fail the ship could mean destruction, if it meant their death each one would stay. We are the crew of the fighting lady, the queen of space is a ship of steel. Our captain's word is a call to battle, the klaxons ring when the threat is real. When the long guns rage and rattle, her light grows dim with every blow. Space lies silent beneath the battle, if we died here then who would know? We are the crew of the Fighting Lady. The Queen of Space is a ship of steel. Our captain's word is a call to battle. The klaxons ring when the threat is real. See the lines of death and power spread across the endless night, bursting like some ruined flower, dying ships in starry light. We are the crew of the Fighting Lady. The Queen of Space is a ship of steel. Our captain's word is a call to battle. The klaxons ring when the threat is real. No enemy has stood before us. Each in his turn has met defeat. We pray the gods of space protect us, and never a greater foe we meet. We are the crew of the Fighting Lady. The Queen of Space is a ship of steel. Our captain's word is a call to battle. The klaxons ring when the threat is real.
Oh dear Stella, Stella dear, oh won't you please shut up? You've badgered me for 5 years now, and I have had enough. You're there round each corner with your finger in the air.
What have you been up to, Harcourt?
It's more than I can bear, my dear. Your confounded nagging is about to drive me mad. I'd like to short you out, and then I'd watch you fry. Ha ha! But surely as I laugh, there comes another just as bad. You make it hard for me to cheat, hard for me to lie. You can definitely make a grown man cry. One of you was bad enough to make me head for space, but now there's android replicas 500 with your face. I'm stranded on this bloody rock with you around each bend. Oh Lord, I'm stricken cold with fear, and here you come again. My dear, your confounded nagging is about to drive me mad. I'd like to short you out, and then I'd watch you fry. But surely as I laugh, there come two others just as bad. You make it hard for me to cheat, hard for me to lie. You can definitely make a grown man cry. Oh, Captain, you will pay for this. I'll break away somehow and find a way to leave you with this nightmare I'm in now. With some old shrewish hatchet face whose voice will boil your blood. That day I'll taste his sweet revenge. To them my name is Mud. My dear, your confounded nagging is about to drive me mad. I'd like to short you out, and then I'd watch you fry. But surely as I laugh, there comes a dozen twice as bad. You make it hard for me to cheat, impossible to lie. You can definitely make a grown man cry. You make it hard for me to cheat, hard for me to lie. You can definitely make a grown man cry.
The aft shields, train the weapons too. Set the mighty starship's course and keep her straight and true. The deeds we do here, historians extol. We are the crews that keep the peace with the border patrol. I joined the service when I was a girl of 17. I wouldn't trade the years I've spent nor all the worlds I've seen. I've watched my shipmates come and go and wept while others died. There are no words to tell you everything I feel inside. Oh, raise up the aft shields, train the weapons too. Set the mighty starship's course and keep her straight and true. The deeds we do here, historians extol. We are the crews that keep the peace with the border patrol. My home is just a memory, a place I see in dreams. Far from this ship which sails the stars, far from my life it seems. But when I'm standing on the watch alert for
battle's fire. I know that the explorer's life is all that I desire. Raise up the aft shields, train the weapons too. Set the mighty starship's course and keep her straight and true. The deeds we do here, historians extol. We are the crews that keep the peace with the border patrol. A wanderer I'll always be, no world can hold me back. My heart will always urge me on to forge another track. I'll fight injustice where it thrives, face hardship without fear. Hold high the knowledge that I found in this final frontier. Oh, raise up the aft shields, train the weapons too. Set the mighty starship's course and keep us straight and true. The deeds we do here, historians extol. We are the crews that keep the peace with the border patrol. Oh, raise up the aft shields, train the weapons too. Set the mighty starship's course and keep us straight and true. The deeds we do here, historians extol. We are the crews that keep the peace with the border patrol.
Charlie tried to be polite, but Charlie couldn't control his fear, nor yet distinguish wrong from right, or a comrade's laugh from a jeer. But we who had to share this ship with such a demon in shape of man are glad to see him end his trip right back where he first began. Charlie's gone where there is no touch, and none of the crew will miss him much. Charlie's gone to where he was grown, living with others yet always alone. Charlie reached for a young man's love, he never learned you must not use force. And underneath his velvet glove were talons of steel, of course. And lashing out at all the crew until his keepers had stopped his game, he never learned the things to do to merit the human name. Charlie's gone where there is no touch, and none of the crew will miss him much. Charlie's gone to where he was grown, living with others yet always alone. Charlie went back home today, we were not sorry to see him go. The magic tricks he chose to play made quite a remarkable show. Now he's left for a land of ghosts with no one reaching to him at all. He hurt his friends and killed his host, now no one will come at his call. Charlie's gone where there is no touch, and none of the crew will miss him much. Charlie's gone to where he was grown, living with others yet always alone.
Has been broken, has been battered, and the unborn children cry in all my dreams. I cannot see tomorrow in the shattered shards of yesterday. My tears flood out in bleak, despairing streams. I cry for the lost, broken children. I weep for the last dying spark. And if only you could weep for the children, you would not call me demon in the dark. You broke into the caverns as a pirate after plunder, and the unborn children died as I stood by. What kind of heartless monsters would kill children without even tears? And yet you call me demon as you die. I cry for the lost, broken children. I weep for the last dying spark. And if only you could weep for the children, you would not call me demon in the dark. Dark. I've tried with all my failing strength to stop you or to tell you, but I cannot reach your thought with word or cry. And as you train your weapons on my open back to fire again, I'm etching one last message. No kill, I cry for the lost broken children. I weep for the last dying spark. And if only you could weep for the children, you would not call me a demon in the dark. I cry for the lost broken children. I weep for the last dying spark. And if only you could weep for the children, you would not call me a demon in the dark. You would not call me a demon in the dark. Demon in the dark.
I loved a girl named Ruth once, but lost her on my way. I saw her shadow walking on a shorely world today. And now it's time for going. I leave this world behind. I've even lost her shadow, save the one left on my mind. I love dark Miramani on a world called paradise. I dreamed away a season there, my years drowned in. Forgotten, all thought of death denied. I held her in my arms all night, and in my arms she died. I loved sweet bright-eyed Edith outside time's written line. She told me all her secrets, and I never told her mine. My world survival waited, past all I could devise. I kept a friend from saving her, she fell before my eyes. There was a maid named Raina, once immortal and unknown. I battled with Methuselah to have her love alone. Her battle was the harder, too fierce, too bittersweet. It tore her untried heart in two. She crumbled at my feet. I love them and I lose them, and too many times they die. I come home broken hearted and back to my stars I fly. My steel and star drive lady, I keep no love but you. And when this mission's over, I suppose you'll leave me too. I guess you'll leave true.
We beam down to the planet with the captain and the doc. It must have been a dozen strong we were. But the captain saw those women and it must have been a shock. He turned as green as his first officer. There was plenty of protection. We had phasers, everyone. And security was armed from head to toe. But the captain just suggested we should beam back to the ship. And he told security that they could go. Someone tell the captain he's wanted on the bridge. We've got another message from a planet out in space. There's some poor group of women left abandoned to their fate. And you know that to their rescue we must race. Now wait right there, the doctor said, I really do believe this is the day that I've been waiting for. So I think I'll hang around for just a little while and see what these charming little ladies have in store. I didn't understand until I took a look around at the children who were running through the place. Tall and short and fat and thin, but I noticed everyone bore the spitting image of our captain's face. Someone tell the captain he's wanted on the bridge. We've got another message from a planet out in space. There's some poor group of women left abandoned to their fate. And you know that to their rescue we must race. The doctor only smiled as all the ladies made their claims. Paternity suits rained from every hand. And he said, I'm a country doctor, not a magistrate, but I'll tell you just exactly what I can. So the captain stood there nervously and looked from face to face with every shred of dignity he had. And the doctor choked his laughter as he checked them one by one, then solemnly pronounced, Jim, you're dead. Someone tell the captain he's wanted on the bridge. We've got another message from a planet out in space. There's some poor group of women left abandoned to their fate. And you know that to their rescue we must race. By the time we got back to the ship, the crew had heard the news. And we tried our best to cover every smirk. But the captain sat there fuming with those papers in his hand. And he shouted, everybody, back to work. Well, the captain eats on board now whenever we're on leave. And you never see him going into town. Child support is left him broke, he can't risk another kid, and his yeoman will not let him live it down. Someone tell the captain he's wanted on the bridge. We've got another message from some planet out in space. There's some poor group of women left abandoned to their fate. And you know that to their rescue we must race. And you know that to their rescue we must race.
Outside the night is changeless, stretching on until we reach some planet round a sun. And in all that aching darkness, from the ancient fires of home, a song is born. When you have been a traveler long as I, you learn to keep the loneliness at bay. You cherish all your comforts, good friends, bright lights, and just for me a song. From world to world we roam, and star to star. And so I am collecting as I go the myriad ceaseless songs that people often sing, of comfort and of sorrow and of home. The laughter and the yearning are the same. The difference and distances mean nothing. The music and the feeling speak equally and plain, of human needs to human hearts alone. So when I sing the songs of distant stars, I'm saying, brother, sister, my heart's yours. And if you are diminished, then I must share your pain. And if my song can touch you, I know joy. I know joy.
We were 38 crewmen on transport 18. The hour was late and the talk was obscene. When the raiders streaked down and their bright lasers cut some 20-odd holes through her steel-plated gut. So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home. All the engines were dead and the life system shot, and the ship leaking air like the steam off a pot. When the crew was accounted and all damage told, the last airtight chamber was the fifth cargo hold. So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home. So we yelled SOS with our beacons and flares, and we ran for the hold by the last standing stairs. We sealed off the ports and we gave a great cheer when we found that the cargo was 12 tons of beer. So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home. We were fairly well mellowed when our answer came through by a transporter sparkle and a brief flash of blue. Was a space-suited Navy man, calm and correct, though his green-pointed ears weren't quite what you'd expect.
So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home.
He raised one long eyebrow as he noted our fun, and he calmly announced that our troubles weren't done. for his ship was off fighting the raiders alone. So we'd have to reach safety somehow on our own.
So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home.
Then he said, there's a space station not far at all. We could reach in 2 days at a jet-powered crawl. Now jets are quite simple. We could build one from here. Just a valve line to the surface from one tank of beer.
So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home.
So we cheered our salvation and we mourned for the brew as we sealed on the pipes as he showed us to do. Then we opened the fuel line with a ship aimed toward home, and we rode to the station on a long wake of foam.
So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home.
So at last, when the ship came to take us in tow, just an hour from the station with 3 tanks to go, we drank up the fuel and we're feeling no pain, when the Navy man left us with a look of disdain.
So pity us poor sailors wherever we roam, for there's no guarantee that we'll ever come home.
So cheer for us sailors riding in on the foam. We were drunker than lords by the time we got home.
Well, just about the time I thought I'd seen it all, I met you for the very first time. I walked up to you and I said, how do, and watched those highbrow brows of yours climb. It wasn't you were mean, you were just a little green, for I'd have headed straight for the door. But instead I figured, hell, I'll hang around for a spell, 'cause that's what friends are for. Now I thought I knew a little about anatomy and medicine, until the first time you took sick. Turned out you had 2 hearts and double eyelids, and for blood you had this slow-moving green sort of ick. And the time you went blind, and the time you lost your mind, well, it made me a little bit sore. But I put you back together, 'cause I figured, what the heck, that's what friends are for. You know an awful lot about computer positronics, walking mathematical text. But you weren't exactly fluent in emotional dynamics or interactions with the opposite sex. And when I pointed out you needed to let out some emotion, a logic even you couldn't ignore, you just looked a bit annoyed and you said, oh really, doctor? But that's what friends are for. And when I called you a long-eared, green-blooded half-human, the son of a transistorized elf, well, I didn't mean it wrong. Hell, there have been times I've been so worried about you, you had me talking to myself. Yeah, sure, we've had our fights, but nothing worse than you'd find in a global thermonuclear war. But I'm an easygoing fella, so I figure, what the hell, that's what friends are for. We've been together about 20 long years, been where no man has gone before. So with a little bit of logic and a little southern charm, well, that's what friends are for.
I left my home down in Africa, all my family and friends. Now I've got a life of service on which so many worlds depend. Though I swore an oath to follow Starfleet's every whim, the stars ahead are calling me, and I must answer them. Open hailing frequencies, I know that order well. Where my siren song will lead, time alone will tell. So very many voices resemble clear and strong. I hear the music of the spheres in the Enterprise's song. The chief communicator's voice is a starship's guiding light. I keep the bridge informed by day, and I sing my songs at night. My home is now the Enterprise, my family is her crew. I always try my very best to do what I must do. Open hailing frequencies, I know that order well. Yet where my siren song will lead, time alone will tell. So very many voices resemble clear and strong. I hear the music of the spheres in the Enterprise's song. Of a Vulcan harp can make a starship ring. It dances through my mind until I feel my heart take wing. The universe is beautiful enough to make me cry. I listen to the star winds tune like an alien lullaby. Open hailing frequencies, I know that order well. Where my siren song will lead, time alone will tell. So very many voices resemble clear and strong. I hear the music of the spheres in the Enterprise's song.
One man in a thousand, Solomon says, will stick more close than a brother. And it's worthwhile seeking him half your days. If you find him before the other, 999 depend on what the world sees in you. But the thousandth man will stand your friend with a whole round world against you. But if he finds you and you find him, the rest of the world don't matter. For the thousands man will sink or swim with you in any water. 999 of them go and gold in their dealings. because you can show him your feelings. Wrong is your wrong, and his right is your right, in season or out of season. Stand up and back it in all men's sight, with that as your only reason. 999 bide the shame or mocking or laughter, but the thousandth man will stand your side to the foot of the gallows and after.
The coot shines full in Vulcan sky, it brings me home again. I burn with Vulcan's ancient curse of madness and of pain. Now through the endless reach of space, my birthplace calls to me. I join with those who seek the place of Cunard Kalipi. Son of Vulcan, grant that I may be restored. I do not seek nor understand what I am fighting for. Tradition forged my family name and shaped me long ago. Obedient I come to claim a girl I hardly know. And now the timeless ritual of challenge forces me to face the man I call my friend and fight him ruthlessly. Son of Vulcan, grant that I may be restored. I do not seek nor understand what I am fighting for. With Lerpa then and wound in hand, I strike the mortal blow. The trials that I have faced today, no one will ever know. Although I thought my friend had died, he is alive and well. My joy I could not hold inside, but my friend, he will not tell. Son of Vulcan, grant that I may be restored. I do not seek nor understand what I am fighting for.
There's silence in your mind. So alien a pattern there, your feelings ill-defined. Yet I can sense the kindness in your movements and your tone. Before you came to join me here, I feared to be alone. Your anger and frustration beat against me time on time. How can I make you understand? I do not know the signs. Our captors take you out again to batter and to flay. Then bring you back to see if I will take your pain away. You cannot know the price I pay to take your pain inside. Identity is stripped away, there's nowhere I can hide. When your soul should answer me, it lies caged within your mind. If you could look beyond the flesh, what would your spirit find? The hours pass by in torment, I grow weaker with each blow. Suffering is bitter still, I cannot tell you no. Until that final testing time where you must live or die. How can I make a choice like that? Let death take you or I. You cannot know the price I pay to take your pain inside. Identity is stripped away, there's nowhere I can hide. When your soul should answer me, it lies caged within your mind. If you could look beyond the flesh, what would your spirit find? I feel your need reach out for me beyond the fear and pain. You are closer now than kin to me, I recognize your claim. I do not understand this game our captors choose to play, but I cannot buy my life with yours. I will take your death away. You cannot know the price I pay to take your pain inside. Identity is stripped away, there's nowhere I can hide. When your soul should answer me, it lies caged within your mind. If you could look beyond the flesh, what would your spirit find?
Outside our cabins, listening in the hall, we can hear the captain's security call. Commanders wear the gold and security the red. We've no trouble noticing which ones wind up dead. Captain, we don't want to go with you. Won't you choose some others from the crew? Captain, there is too much we can lose. We've got the land in hearty blues. Outside our cabins, listening in the hall, we can hear the captain's security call. Captain, now you say that you're our only friend, but you must think that we are fools to try that line again. Captain, we don't want to go with you. Won't you choose some others from the crew? Captain, there is too much we can lose. We've got the land in hearty blues. Outside our cabins, listening in the hall, we can hear the captain's security call.
call home.
We think that we'd look better in Science Station blue. Our transfer order's on our way, with our regrets to you. Captain, we don't want to go with you. Won't you choose some others from the crew? Captain, there is too much we can lose. We've got the land in party blues. We've got the land in party blues.
Companion, I was alone. Uncounted ages, this world was my own. The winds I would ride and the light I would climb, knowing nobody nor passing of time. Then you arrived and you brought me to change. A mind like my own, yet a body so strange. Solid and injured and aging and ill. Learning to heal. Strong again, much could we share. Much did I learn from you, more did I care. All that you meant to me, you never knew. You wanted freedom. I brought you friends and took form for your sake. Traded all time for what years we could take. Now that you turn from the stars spread above, how do you understand how much I love? Call me companion, I was alone. Uncounted ages, this world was my own. The winds I would ride and the light I would climb, knowing nobody nor passing of time.
Oh, I could have worked on a research staff. I could have been stationed on the sea. Or dug a cozy niche in diseases of the rich. But that wasn't good enough for me. Oh, no, I was tired of the land, of diseases that were bland, and some troubles that I didn't care to face. So now I wake each morning to the intercom's warning, and I wonder why I ever went to space. Oh, there's aches and pains and wounds and sprains and a space-borne plague or two. So I'll do my best and I'll run another test and pour myself another mug of brew. Now I serve a starship's crew with a million things to do and a headache that I really can't afford. And some crewman's got a pet that I haven't studied yet. Well, at least I must admit I'm never bored. Half the calls I receive, Mayo Clinic won't believe I get sex lives of the birds on Altair 5. I get fungus that eats glass, I get boils on the ass, and I somehow get the crew back home alive. Oh, there's aches and pains, and wounds and sprains, and a space-borne plague or two. So I'll do my best, and I'll run another test, and pour myself another mug of brew. Thank you. I get cycles running loose, I get alien big and moose, and hallucinogenic mists upon the breeze. I get viral plagues from Mars, and neurotics from the stars, tell me what am I supposed to do with these? But when the battle's won, and the Russian worry's done, and I've got some time to wonder why I'm here. When I weigh the life that's mine, with the one I left behind, what the hell, I guess I'll stay another year. Oh, there's aches and pains, and wounds and sprains, and a space-borne plague or two. So I'll do my best, and I'll run another test, and pour myself another mug of brew. Thank you. Have one too.
Iron Mistress, let me go, just a day, an hour or so, to touch the dreams I'll never know, with your cold arms around me. But do I want my liberty out here on this shoreless sea? I've even loved your jealousy. Straight from the day you bound me. Iron Mistress, let me sleep between the watches I must keep. Let me know some other deep than the stars to which you've thrown me. Your silent mercy's ill-defined. Lock me up inside my mind. Cut me off from my own kind. Such is the love you've shown me. Darkness more than fair, for your lover do you care? No human rival will you bear, sometimes allow a brother. I am Lady Queen of Strife, you're my only home and wife. I know I'm bound to you for life, nor would I have another.
I am the navigator of the Starship Enterprise, and I am honor bound by oath to guide her through the skies. But greater than that honor is the pleasure that I feel each time I stop to realize that all my dreams are real. Farewell, Mother Russia, I rise to meet the stars and take my balalaika song beyond the moon and Mars. Though somewhere Mother Russia is white with winter snow, I help to forge that starry trail and go where no man goes. Oh, I have seen an entity who tortured me with rage, and I have known an alien plague that cursed young men with age. But I've discovered joys as well and made a friend or two. Drunk vodka, yes, and told some tales when every trek was through. Farewell, Mother Russia, I rise to meet the stars and take my balalaika song beyond the moon and Mars. Though somewhere Mother Russia is white with winter snows, I hope to forge that starry trail and go where no man goes. Forgive me, sweet Irena, I never learned to love. My eyes were always turned toward the starry skies above. But if I had another chance to do what I must do, beside me on the Enterprise would be no one but you. Farewell, Mother Russia, I rise to meet the stars and take my balalaika song beyond the moon and Mars. Though somewhere Mother Russia is white with winter snows, I help to forge the starry trail and go where no man goes.
In a clearing stands the ruins and remains of a temple that once stood as proud as the sky. On the wind blows the bittersweet sound of a lost love. On my gown flows the tears that I cry. Through ages you waited for your children to come home to frolic again as long ago. But with time and with distance, there comes independence, whereas you did not conceive that we would grow. No more will we drink the sacramental wine. Rent the passion from me. 'Tis true I betrayed you and my own heart with you, but my kind could not bow down, they must be free. No more will we sacrifice the lamb to you.
To Argo Port in need of R&R. The crew set out investigating every joint and bar. We had high expectations of their hospitality. I'd found too late it wasn't geared for spacers such as we. And we're banned from Argo, everyone. Banned from Argo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or four. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. The captain's tastes were simple, but his methods were complex. We found him with 5 partners, each of a different world and sex. The shore police were on the way, we had no second chance. We beamed him up in the nick of time and the remnants of his pants. And we're banned from Argo, everyone. Banned from Argo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or four. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our engineer would yield to none at putting down the brew. He outdrank 7 space marines and a demolition crew. The navigator didn't win, but he outdrank almost all. And now they've got a shuttlecraft on the roof of City Hall. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our proper cool first officer was drugged with something green and hauled into an alley where he suffered things obscene. He sobered up in sick bay and he's none the worse for wear, except he somehow taught the bridge computer how to swear. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. The head nurse disappeared a while in the major dope bazaar, buying an odd green potion guaranteed to cause panfar. She came home with no uniform and an oddly cheerful heart, and a painful way of walking with her feet a yard apart. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our Lady of Communications won a ship-wide bet by getting into the planet's main communications net. Now every time someone calls up on an Argo telescreen, the flesh is there but the clothes they wear are nowhere to be seen. And we're banned from Argo, everyone. Banned from Argo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our doctor loves humanity, his private life is quiet. The shore police arrested him for inciting hordes to riot. We found him in the city jail, locked on and beamed him free. Intact, except for hickeys and 6 kinds of VD. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our helmsman loves exotic plants, and the plants all love him, too. He took some down on leave with him, and we wondered what they'd do. Till a planetary governor called and swore upon his life that a gang of plants entwined his house and then seduced his wife. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. A gang of Klingons landed and nobody seemed to care. They stomped into the nearest bar to announce that they were there. Half our crew was busy inside and invited them to play. But the Klingons only looked at us and turned and ran away. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our crew is Starfleet's finest, and our record is our pride. And when we play, we tend to leave a trail a mile wide. We're sorry about the wreckage and the riots and the fuss. At least we're sure that planet won't be quick forgetting us. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or 4. But Argo doesn't want us anymore. Wonder why?